This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Go ahead. Show us you can read. You want to impress somebody?
He didn't even bring it back.
I'm in the middle of trying to do a show here. He interrupted me talking about he wants to read on here. Yeah, let's see how entertaining your reading is.
I was just telling you we got a little love on the, as mean as you are.
despite that.
On The Usual Suspects, you know, we don't make fun of each other. Okay. Even Nicholas, I'm like, you dumbass. You know damn well. Demetrius said y'all need to stop. I was laughing so hard I almost wrecked twice. You guys should have Jerome on as a guest when Joel gets back, a three-person show. That would be interesting. How is you and Joel? Do y'all get along or do y'all hate each other?
I feel like they don't get along.
Are those the options?
That's it. I'm just putting it out there.
we're cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you
as
know.
As far as I know. I mean, you know.
You don't know on his side?
I don't know what's going on in Joel's hand.
We never
had an issue or anything.
Did y'all have any interactions in the past when he was with the Rockets?
No, not really.
Yeah. Okay.
I covered the team. He was
director of broadcasting.
Yeah, he's the voice guy, but not. Yeah.
Okay. So there wasn't a whole lot. Maybe in the media room.
And
hey,
I was never the beat writer anymore. Yeah, we've always been cordial, but we never even had a real good conversation or anything. You know?
Oh, okay.
We just know each other in passing.
Gotcha.
That's about all. He's all right.
Q-Child said, I am literally cracking up at today's show. The chemistry between Jerome and Barry is classic. And then.
But I don't even like Barry. I don't know why y'all think there's any kind of chemistry.
Well, it said us roasting each other is hilarious. Well, I'm glad you think so.
Yeah, because I don't appreciate.
I'm used to winning.
Harassing me.
I'm used to the one doing all the roasting.
And you're a professional at this. I'm an amateur. No. You get paid.
Well, I'm
to
glad
do
you admitted it. Finally,
thing.
You about time, man. That's what I wanted to hear.
Anyone out there
waiting.
Interested in doing a little television? I have a 3-minute slot that's going to be available.
That's
soon.
Dirty pool right there, boy. That's dirty pool.
A little 3 minutes weekly, you know. It won't take much of your time. And you don't even have to be funny to pull this off.
Oh, damn. Nick, can you come get this knife out of my back?
We mentioned it earlier, so I'm sure some people weren't around and don't listen to the entire show. But I didn't really get into it and wanted to get some feedback. Because, I know we have fun going at each other because it's...
We
like doing it.
Yes.
We enjoy it because we like to laugh, and you're easy to laugh at. But
let's see,
I was looking at it yesterday when I was looking at the video from Sunday show, and you know, shameless plug, Houston Sports Show on every Sunday night on Channel 2,
11:30 p.m.
You think you're overweight? You weigh.
Yeah.
Now you're under 200. You weighed a measly 205 pounds when we had this discussion the other day. And I'm like, there are not a lot of people walking around at 205 pounds who think they're fat. And I'm like, I think you do fine. You look, I mean, you ain't the most handsome
you'd
guy,
hit it.
But
you're
not horrible on TV. But then you pointed out your extra chins.
Yeah, and then you saw them.
That I really hadn't noticed. Till you pointed them out, and I'm like, no, you got a little Andy Reid thing working.
See,
that really was. So
God.
I need you to lose a little weight for the show now. But
but
I don't think you're fat.
Wait,
he's not fat.
He's
I'm
fat.
Sorry.
He's big.
First of all, he's
a big ass dude.
Let me tell you something.
I don't
Lumpy
believe that these people dog you. You're not fat, man.
You shut your mouth, fatty. You can't listen. People in fat houses shouldn't throw scones. Now, I don't want to hear it from you. Okay, now you didn't have to put me on Andy Reid, Jerome.
No, the only reason
that's a little much.
The only reason I said that
you could have went like
no, it just happened to be on my screen.
You could have went like Daryl Morey.
He just happened to be on my screen right there.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, but no, you're not even close. That's what I'm saying. You're not fat.
Yeah,
but when I was cutting the video, I was like,
okay, you know, see it.
If you look at our latest YouTube video, the screen, the shot that I used to be the...
You made sure you got one of my big fat neck, huh?
Oh, you know.
Well,
trust me, I scrolled all the way through it trying to find a skinny neck, and it wasn't going to happen, dog.
I hate you.
But, But the camera asked 10 pounds. So I look like a whole lot less of a crack baby on TV than I do in real life because the extra 10 pounds kind of fills me out.
You like it, huh? You're like, look, that's what I would look like as a man.
On TV all the time.
That's what I would look like as a big boy, as a man.
If I'd known that when I was younger, I was going on a date with a big TV screen in front of myself. And set that on the dinner table. Look like at me Max on TV, room? Baby.
You like Max Headroom?
I look handsome, don't I?
Jerome Headroom.
I'm kind of thick.
See, I'm not cold. I'm not skinny. Look at me. I'm perfectly fine right now.
But yeah, but no, I do. That's a problem.
What?
Just in general, my daughter's 10 years old. One of them is rail thin. I mean, they're very athletic and muscular, but rail thin. The other one, normal, muscle build. And they talk about being fat all the time, and it bothers me. I'm like, you're not even close to fat. You're not even, fat's not even in the discussion.
Yeah.
But they're already talking about it, and they're only 10 years old. It bothers me.
I think everybody sees themselves differently. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to.
These are my girls. Well, yeah. You've met them.
Yeah.
Like, how are they going to say they're fat?
That's ridiculous. Certainly no one at school is calling them.
No, and that's they're like they're, it's all they're in not their hearing.
Head. I think that's a lot head. Of it is I mean, you know, Joel and Nick for all the
well,
times
it's
that we
not
messed
in Nick's
with,
head, it's around Nick's waist.
Yeah. But for all that we mess with each other, they're like, "Bro, you're really not fat. You just but one, I'm vain and we've established that. Mm-hmm. And two, I think you notice the things more about yourself than other people do."
Like, yeah, that's true cuz I see my brilliance.
Oh,
at a level that's way more than the average person sees
not,
my brilliance.
That it's not.
They see my brilliance, but not where I see my brilliance.
I wouldn't even. I mean, if we were doing a 23andMe, I don't even think you would have brilliance.
Like that's a colorless.
Yeah, it's not even a Venn diagram. It's a like you know. It's not. It's like
just,
smart.
It's just this page here. Huh? There you
it's
go.
Just blank.
This is your brilliance page right there.
Yeah. We just skipped that. We didn't. Yeah. No, I do. I think everybody sees themselves differently. And that's just, that's just how, like, I really.
But did you used to be skinny or something?
Yeah. When I met my wife in 1998, I weighed 150 pounds.
No wonder she was looking at me like that.
See,
when did you drop the ball, bro?
You
150 pounds?
You're my size.
Right. Oh, you're 150? But see, I had a six pack. Yours is just weird. Like yours
what are you
is.
About? This is
that's like a big mouth Mickey. See, I had a six pack. I had definition. I was muscular, even though I was skinny. It was all like I was. You know, I wasn't. I had no body fat, but I had a little bit of muscle because I was a little athletic growing up. So it, you know, but now. So that doesn't
that's
exist.
Why you feel bad because you.
Yeah, I
you,
used
you're
to
not
be
the man. You
I used to be cut.
Be.
That's right.
You're not like you were when you were a teenager.
That's well.
You ain't no damn teenager
no
more, dog.
When we met, I was that was what 21 years ago. So I was like 24 ish.
That's teenager. Same thing.
Yeah. Well, not really. I mean, 24 is a grown ass man.
I mean, but I mean, I've been this size.
See,
since,
that makes me
since
sick.
Then, and you know.
See, that makes me sick. See, you didn't have to. But, you didn't but, have to but, bow up but like even, that. Even, why did you flex like that just then?
Every now and then. Black people, we do that every now and then, just let you know. that ain't got nothing to do with the conversation. That, every now and then, we just do that, you know, let you know.
Just start doing that around white people for no reason.
Be careful.
Standing in line at the DMV. What? What? I don't understand. I just called your number. What?
You kind of threaten them every now and then. Just to keep them straight.
It's like your cat. Every once in a while, you just got to scare. Hey! And then your cat, they know, hey, you're the alpha cat in the house?
No, I try not to have a cat.
See? See? I was, because I know black people are scared of dogs, so I didn't want to say that you would have a dog.
Black people aren't scared of dogs?
Hmm?
Dogs try to kill black folk. That's a whole different thing.
Stop. I mean, have you ever been attacked by a cat? Have you ever been chased by a cat?
We don't run no, from a cat.
Exactly. Have you ever been?
We don't like cats. No, we. I don't. Cats. I don't like cats.
You've never owned a cat?
No.
Oh, man.
When would I have owned a cat?
I don't know.
I grew up in Acres Home.
Well, that's true.
We had a lot of cats to feed in the house. We had eight cats. My brothers and sisters.
Cat daddies?
Man, this cat over here trying to get some food. This cat. Hey, Mom, I got this cat on my board now. No, you don't bring you no pet in the house.
See, y'all had horses. We established that.
In the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think Lamont got me mentioned it. I swear he was mentioning on Twitter Yellowstone. I thought he was talking about the park. He's like, man, this Yellowstone is nice. I was like, yeah, it's a nice park.
Okay.
And he'd mentioned it several times. Then finally, I realized he was talking about a TV show called Yellowstone. I watched the first episode last night. It's pretty
like,
doggone
nothing
good.
Nothing like Acres Homes.
I don't know. They got horses, though. They're like Acres Homes.
That's the only similarity.
I'm like, man, Acres Homes could be right there in the middle of Montana, just like that. You know?
Except for one thing. There's no black people in Montana.
It's not been a bit. I watched the first episode. There were probably 150 people on the show. That
one black person, huh?
Not even in the background, dog. Not even the extra at a bar. Not somebody back there mopping up.
They even had a barbecue and there was no black people. Yeah, so this show is not realistic.
I'm going to have to go back. And, no, it's like definitely Friends. Wasn't a black person that said a word.
It's like Friends. Friends took place in New York. Not a single black person in the cast.
But that wasn't realistic.
That's true.
Montana, that's yeah, somewhat
it's,
realistic.
It's very representative of Montana itself. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about GetUpside, man. I'm loving this app, and I hope some of you are out there are really taking my advice and taking advantage of the GetUpside app, because its sole job is just to get you money. If you love money, and really, who doesn't love money? If you love money, you're going to love this app. There's no fees. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. Basically, what GetUpside does is when you fill up your tank on your car, or when you eat, when you go out to eat, GetUpside gets you cash back on those purchases. It's that simple. They've teamed up with these businesses because the businesses inside of the GetUpside app want you to go to them and not their competitors. That's why they offer you these cash back deals. And if you sign up now and use my promo code Barry, you're going to get an extra bonus on your first fill up through the app. That's going to get you. Look, you can already get up to 25 cents a gallon. Why not get an extra on top of that? My wife went to a station that wasn't offering 25 cents, but with my promo code Barry, she got 30 cents a gallon back. Jake Asman, I was telling you about, got $4 back on his first fill up. I just had a fill up of $2 in cash that I got back. If someone walked up to you while you're pumping gas and said, hey, here's $2 back, here's $4 back, are you going to tell them no? Absolutely not. You're going to take that money. That's why I want you to use GetUpside. It works. It's legit. I got family members doing it. Nick does it. AJ does it. Everybody's using this app and they're getting money back. I don't want you to get left out. And the cool thing is, you don't just have to get the cash back. You can do other things with it. You can get AMC movie ticket passes or gift cards. You can get Amazon gift cards. There's all kind of stuff you can do, or just get the cash if you want. Either way, it's your money. And heck, your wife doesn't have to know about it. Or ladies, your husband doesn't have to know about it. That's your money. You do what you want with it. But you can't get that money if you're not using GetUpside. So go download it to your phone right now. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I didn't realize we were already into the final hour.
Man.
What happened to the show?
I don't know. This is crazy.
Because I heard this ridiculous music. And I was like, wait a minute, are we already in the Knicks run of so-called
hours.
Summer songs?
You're not feeling this, Jerome?
I have no problem with the song. I said silly music. I didn't mean it like that. I have no problem with the song. This is Summer Jam?
Yeah.
That's how you spend your
summer? Yeah, I Googled it.
You spend your summers mamboing?
Yeah. So is Magic Stick, 50 you know Cent. That, summer song.
You know your big ass. They're not talking about Mambo Seafood. When they say Mambo's number five, that isn't the one on 45
Shut your face.
North.
I hate seafood.
That's
I
not the
seafood.
One on 45 in West Road.
I this never eat seafood. Shut your mouth.
Is that your order? Number five. Give me the number five. No, give me two number five.
To go. I'm ashamed to eat one of them in the car. And then I'm going to get home and tell my mama I forgot to get hers.
With some extra guacamole, please.
That is outstanding. That's why you picked it.
Y'all got any fat free guacamole?
Oh,
well, that's
all right.
I'll take the fat.
You can add it on there. Let me get a salad, no lettuce. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I have something to ask you, and the texter asked this as well, and I really wanted to talk about this today. Mm-hmm. And it's not sports, but you know what? Why start now?
Why ruin the rest of the show?
I mean, why? Yeah. Did you hear about this El Campo substitute teacher that was fired for recording porn in the classroom?
No, I did not. I saw that on a list that you sent me, but I not seen it. I hadn't clicked. So, I didn't know it was local, freak, but I haven't looked at it yet. Now, wait a minute.
Oh,
wait,
I went to her Pornhub page. I'm
wait,
already.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's not call people names.
This freak? Listen, she took.
We don't know this yet. Rest of us don't.
She took a sex toy with a suction cup.
Okay, so that we're still not freaking yet.
Stuck it to a chair.
Okay, that's not that freaky yet.
In the classroom.
Okay, that's
what?
That's getting close to the line.
Then set up her camera phone.
Okay, that's
and her. Went to town.
Okay.
And then at one point,
what did the students say?
They weren't there.
Oh what?
You
giving a blow by blow like the, you know, there's kids in the room.
Now she did record
that
one.
That would make you a freak. No.
I'm pretty sure if I saw a criminal. If I saw it right on her Pornhub account. Oh, I went. I'll give you the name.
How much time did you spend with the freak?
I did my research.
She the freak.
I gotta be able to come on the show and talk about it.
How many
right?
steps did you record?
40,000. Did you learn my secret? You leave your watch on 40,000 steps. It's that simple.
A former, this is from KTRK Channel 13 here. A former substitute teacher is fired for allegedly filming pornographic material inside a classroom has also lost a job at a liquor store because of the video. Now, hold up. Why would the liquor store fire the woman?
That's what I'm wondering. Why did the liquor store...
I would think that'd be good for business.
So,
I can understand the school not necessarily being...
Tell AD to not look at outgoing traffic right now on the internet. They removed her account. Good thing I watched them all.
But yes. There were no kids involved.
There were no kids on the screen, but apparently, from what I
she didn't
gathered...
get the rights to film on the campus.
I don't think you send that note to the principal. Hey, I was going to masturbate in the classroom. Is this cool or no? I mean, it's a no. It's a no.
And then, as of Tuesday, the female employee's name was not being released. Why? If she...
Well, I can tell you what her account was.
She's been employed for 3 months.
Her account was lowercase O, zero. Where the hell did it go? Lowercase, it was... Now I've lost it.
Why is this a criminal... They keep calling it a criminal incident. In here, what law did she break?
Because there was
the school.
So apparently, yeah, in a school. Apparently,
yeah, that's got to be.
Apparently,
illegal.
She said she was recording while the kids were in class. Like she had the phone under the desk, and she was going to town by herself. But no, like the kids quote didn't know, but she was doing that while they were in the classroom.
That's not the lie you told when we started this story.
I'm saying she did. She made several in the classroom.
She had others.
Some of them were not in the room. And then the one time they were in the room.
Yeah, I can't condone that.
Think about that. You got two little girls.
I can't condone
that. If you were on Pornhub, you know, typical Tuesday, and you're like, damn, I think that's my baby girl.
I bought them shoes.
I think that's my baby girl's. Is that my girl's artwork? You see in the background.
Whose backpack is that over there?
You see your baby girl's artwork in the background of a Pornhub movie. Now, here's why I bring it up. What dude on Pornhub is snitching? Which dude saw that? Would you snitch? Jerome, tell the truth. If you were on Pornhub and you saw your kid's classroom, you saw a teacher, a substitute, masturbating and recording it in a classroom that you recognize to be your kid's, would you turn her in?
First of all, what is Pornhub?
Oh, man, you know what? We don't have time for this foolishness. Get out of here. That's please, I see that big-ass forearm on one side. Looking like Popeye on one side and olive oil on the other. Don't even try it. Do not even try it. Now that we got that out of the way.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with this. Is this the internet you're talking about?
Yes, it's okay. On the internet.
Well,
if you saw that, would you turn her in?
Yes.
Because now your wife's going to find out. If your wife doesn't know, now you've got to be the one to be like, look at this. How'd you find that? Just look it. Don't worry about it.
People talking about it.
My buddy showed me.
Yeah, but
Clarissa's parents, Clarissa's dad pointed it out.
But yeah, like, no, it really is. If she's doing something where the children there, anything is possible. But if she was doing this after hours, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I can understand why the school district might have a problem with
it. On the premises, you don't have a problem with it?
Yeah, because what difference does it make if it's after hours and, you know, doesn't involve any children?
Okay,
and, you know, whatever.
Let me add.
Let me ask a question before you go to adding. So how would David Gout respond if one of you brought a sex toy in here late at night? And
he would fire us.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he didn't put all this together for Nick to be come up here masturbating on his own time. Do that at the house. Why do you need to come up to the Gal Media studio?
Why are you pointing at me, and why am I being used as an example?
Because you're the most likely one. But as long as you're not doing it in business hours, and you're not doing it while you're on the clock.
Well, you know what? Here, let's do this.
He didn't bring you up here to take a dump in there either, but you go in there 3-4 times a day.
No, that's because I'm peeing. Don't leave me alone. I got water pills.
You spend more time in the john
this is
than
why
you do on the air.
This is why you lose weight on water pills. I got 19,000 steps just going from here to the bathroom and back. Literally every
break. Now you get some exercise.
That's right. The other part of it is she used just like a regular chair. You know how you have desks and they have like four chairs at it? Like shared desks where they'll have like four.
Okay, like a table.
Whatever.
See, a desk and a table are two different things, but go ahead.
She grabbed one of those and did the deed in that.
What? Was she wearing like a...
She wasn't wearing much. She wasn't that hot either.
That's too far.
She was hot, I don't think anybody would turn her in because they'd be like, I'm really enjoying this. They're going to see some more of these videos.
You didn't enjoy any of them?
Mm-mm. I was working.
I've been watching this for four hours. I'm not enjoying it at all.
I was working. I mean, you know, I got some pointers and techniques and stuff, but shoot.
The absolute honest truth. Mm-hmm.
My pants were up, Jerome.
So she didn't do it for you, but while you were there, did it lead you to others? You're like, well, let me see if I can find another classroom.
No.
You know, they have the other option. They go like,
normally,
if you don't like this, or so I heard, if you don't like this, go here.
Is that so you've heard? Oh, you know, you didn't know that they did referrals. You just thought that up on your own, huh?
All websites do. It's like crown.com does that.
Oh.
They try to send you to another story.
Uh-huh.
If you don't like this story,
I had to show prep and then get to the barbershop. So this was not the day to be getting in my steps.
I can understand why the school district would be bothered by it. But the big problem is if
kids
it's going on while school. Yeah. When
that's just
children
dirty,
around.
Though. Like, why? Who thinks that's... I don't know. I guess it's the thrill of it. I have no idea why
she needed the background. She needed the scene.
Either one of you ever have any sexual activity on a school campus?
Like in school as a student?
You nerds.
As a student, I didn't show up.
That's what I'm talking about.
I didn't show up like, oh, it's the class reunion. I'm going to go bang one out in the bathroom. No.
But as a student, though.
I mean, maybe in the car one time. Or
in the car, yeah.
Should you have been arrested?
As a student, no.
What? What you did is worse than what she did.
No,
in the
car
or on the premises?
I did it in the
car. The car is on the premises. That's on the school campus.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
No, I didn't get somebody's desk, table chair that they're going to sit in and put my naked ass on it.
So he's thinking about the germs. That's what he's thinking about.
I am thinking about the germs because that's gross.
What the hell does germs have to do with this? We're talking about the decency.
No, it's decent to not put your naked ass on somebody's chair that they got to sit in. Okay? That's gross.
Talking about a sex act.
That's why I would have turned her in.
On the campus of higher learning or lower learning.
It's not sex act.
I know what kind of schools you would do.
Yeah, that's what the Jersey Village. There wasn't no higher learning. It was barely learning. All right? I can't spell. Y'all see me on Twitter.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. I'm not so sure about
that. You're on the fence
one,
on this? You got to watch the videos
first. I couldn't send somebody to jail over
I'll
that.
See if I can find her account.
I couldn't send somebody to jail
send
over
them a link.
What other sites do you use besides Pornhub?
I'm serious. I don't use Pornhub.
Okay.
I'm walking Pornhub. I don't need no website. I got this.
Oh, boy. You are in trouble.
More sports, less porn when we come back on Usual Suspects.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You're gonna
this
bring
don't
us
work
back?
On radio, you know.
You're gonna
on
bring
TV,
us back.
We can do that. It's
how
fun.
Do you not understand? I'll do the giveaway after you bring us back.
Oh no, I had the headsets on. Mm-hmm. I thought you said I'll do the giveaway, so I'll bring us back. I thought you were gonna do that.
Oh, hey, but welcome to the Usual Suspect.
Yeah, y'all paying me enough? I'll do it. Welcome back to Usual Suspect. Here's Barry Laminack.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the
Ooh,
show.
You know the number, too.
Call the show.
Call with your bad self.
At Jerome Solomon on Twitter. At Barry is funny on Twitter. At the producer, Nick.
$5 say you stumble on a word during the read.
You think so? Yeah, there's some names in here. It's usually, and now that you put the pressure on me. Oh, hey, guys, if you hadn't heard, this Saturday, June 29th, Lions Only Promotions presents hometown hero Jermall Charlo defending his world title against middleweight contender Brandon Adams. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. We'll do caller number 5 to 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. You win a pair of tickets to see the action live this Saturday, June 29th at NRG Arena. Or if you don't win, go to Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Give me my money.
Impressive. That was nice. You got the Jermall Charlo.
I did you see how I slowed it down?
Jamil
nope.
Or something like we you talked, did yesterday. Yeah.
We did that. Yeah, I messed it up yesterday really bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once you said it, I slowed it down. And to make sure.
I told him, whatever you do, do not say Jermell, because we were supposed to interview Jermall yesterday
at 3:30. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we'll be back with Jermell. Damn it! Like, immediately as you said.
Did y'all eventually get him?
No, he couldn't make it, unfortunately. But that would have been a good interview.
Yeah, a buddy of mine has twin boys. They're Jermaine and Jermall.
Yeah.
Well, at least that's a little
different.
What would you name your
twins? Caleb and Kyle? I don't know. I mean, I have a Mexican wife, so probably we split the difference. One white name, one Mexican name.
Okay.
Like, right?
All right. So what?
I don't know.
Chad and Chico?
There you go. That's good. I like that. If we ever have kids or twin cats, what would name them? Chad and Chewy. Maybe that's better. Chad and Chewy.
Chad
that's
Chewy.
A little closer. Yeah, closer.
And
yeah.
Chewy goes with a cat. That's probably a cool cat name.
Yeah, see?
I'm thinking about it. 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776. Tim McMahon of ESPN covers the NBA, does a lot of Rocket stuff. He's here all the time covering the team. He posted this on Twitter a minute ago because the report from Zach Lowe is that the Rockets are floating, you know, the same names we've heard and been mentioned in the Chronicle, et cetera, for the last few weeks. Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, and P.J. Tucker around individually for teams with some space so they can move out some salary to make a difference in what they're trying to do. And they can get a high first rounder for one of those guys. That'll also help them redirect and send a pick to Philly in the chase for the Jimmy Butler sign and trade. So there's a lot of moving parts, potential three team and, you know, a move to be made before the trade is made to try to get some stuff done. Tim McMahon of ESPN ran this quote from a player to him recently, an unnamed player to Tim McMahon. He says, quote, I hope they don't panic. I hope they don't make drastic moves. We are right there. We've just got to figure out some things, fine tune some things, but we are right there. We don't need to change much. It's not the time to effing panic. Houston Rockets player. Agree or disagree with said player?
Disagree.
It is time to effing panic.
Not time to... Well, I guess I don't... Yeah, it's not time to panic, but I don't think they can just not change much. I think you have to make some changes. You went backwards. 2 years ago, you made it to the Western Conference Finals, to a Game 7. You were really close. It got worse this year. You took a step backwards because you lost some key role players in free agency. You didn't add, you know, some key role players back that were worth a darn until the middle of the year with Austin Rivers and Kenneth Faried. So that helped a little bit salvage, you know, the season and get them back to contendership. But again, they didn't have a great postseason. They didn't have a great run like they did the year before. So it is a step back. So you do need to figure something out. I think you do need to try to get better. They're not that close. They were closer last year than they were this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they were closer, but I don't think it was about. I don't see a difference in them. Let me fix that. They were closer last year to winning it all, but they were still the second best team in the West.
Fair enough.
Just didn't finish with the number one or two seed because of the injuries, et cetera. They were still the second best team. They're better than Portland. Yeah, Portland made it to the conference final. The Rockets are better than Portland.
I mean, you got to win those games, though.
They didn't get to play Portland. They lost to Golden State before that. And then Golden State ran Portland out the gym easily. The Rockets, they were in a bad spot because they had to play Golden State early.
Is the point to just be the second best team in the West?
No, exactly. So you
need to make some changes. You need
But this player's point, though, is we're the second best team in the West, second best team, period, in their minds. He could be right or wrong about that. Yeah. But they're second best team in the West. Well, the West was won by a team that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, not there. Yeah. Klay Thompson, not there. It's a different team. So you might be tearing it down to fight a beast that doesn't exist.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
It's worth the discussion, I think.
You know what popped into my mind when you first read that? And I'm not sure why, but it made me think about what James Harden said at the podium. Oh, I know what's wrong with it, and we'll get it fixed. Whatever that meant, it's like, okay, if you've got a player saying this, is that in response to Harden saying we need to get better, we need to add a third star, we need to do something different, something drastic? Because
Harden didn't say that.
Well, what'd he say? That's exactly what he said at the podium.
No, he didn't say we need to add a third star and all that.
No, but I'm saying he knows exactly what it is.
He didn't say that, yeah.
What is it? Is it adding a third star? Was it getting rid of Chris Paul?
I'm sorry.
D'Antoni, what is it?
Let me fix this. The interpretation of what James Harden meant when he said, I know what we need to do, but I'm just not going to tell you whatever his exact words were. You know what he meant by that was?
I have no idea. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I'm telling you. James Harden meant we just lost. I'm pissed off. That's all he meant. There was no, I know what we need to do and we're going to, it wasn't that deep. It wasn't that deep. He was stinging from having just got his butt kicked, and it's been a long grind of a season. They go through all kinds of things. That's part of why.
So you're telling me it's purely coincidence that he makes that statement in a game where he and Chris Paul didn't see eye to eye on how the offense was run and how things were played, and Chris Paul wasn't happy with the way it went, and James was doing his thing, and then there was the you know, it comes out that they were, you know, weren't exactly getting along and haven't been getting along, but they're trying to make it work and this and that.
But that's all coincidence. You think they went 2 months without talking?
I do. I think that's very possible.
No, it's not. It's impossible.
Why? I mean, look.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
Okay. They didn't go 2 months without talking, but I say that you have to exclude what goes on the court. Yeah, they talked on the court. You have to.
Or if they shoot commercials together and they're forced to interact with each other, I can see that. But it doesn't mean that they're cool with each other.
Let me tell you something. Let me just break the fourth wall here. There have been times where Nick and I have gotten into it on this show and hadn't talked for weeks. There have been times when Joel and I would get into it and not talk. That happens. But when the light goes on, we're very professional about our job and we do our job and we try not to let the listeners in on it. You can't tell me that doesn't happen on a basketball team with egos as big as theirs. I mean, our egos are minuscule compared to guys that have to have the drive and the ego to get to that level.
But tell us about y'all little bitch fights between the three of y'all.
I'm just saying, I'm using this. Look, he's trying to get that dirt.
Of course.
Go ahead and share. Why don't you share? Have a seat on my couch and share.
TMZ Jerome over
here. Yeah, I know. But even looking at his body language.
Who hurt you? Show me on the doll where Joel touched you. What?
Oh, no. But even in his body language, Jerome, I felt like it wasn't just, oh, we lost.
No, but
it was, he was mad about something.
No,
and it wasn't losing. Because that's not James Harden. He's not an emotional player.
I could be, huh?
James Harden is not emotional on the floor.
He's what?
He is not that emotional.
Are you nuts? Have you watched James Harden play basketball?
His face is just consistent. He's just got that same.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
No, he's emotional. He's
what
emotional.
Is
all
that?
I'm saying
that's show off. That's showing off. That's demonstrative. That's not emotional. No, that is not emotional.
Oh my lord, that is. That's what.
Well, okay. When I say
how long
emotional,
you been black?
When I say emotional,
I know what. I'm black. I know emotional when I see emotional. James Harden is very
white
emotional.
White people don't have emotions now. We're devoid of emotion.
They're different kind of emotion. There's the kind of emotion depending on which end of the whip you on.
Wow. All right, we'll be back. Right. Listen, when it's one thing to celebrate and to when it's going good, but when it's going bad or he doesn't get calls, you're right, he'll be a little demonstrative. But when he goes and talks, look, there's Draymond Green.
No, that's crazy.
And then there's Kawhi Leonard. James Harden. No, listen, James Harden is way closer to Kawhi Leonard than he is Draymond Green.
Kawhi Leonard, on the scale
of emotion.
Kawhi Leonard. It is
a robot.
Is a controlled emotion.
That's James Harden.
But it's there. But James Harden is emotional, and all of them are very emotional. I've been around, and I could trust me. I'm not saying this 100%. I could be wrong.
I mean,
but I've been around enough of these losers. Meaning a person has lost, and the season is over, and they've been going at it for 7-8 months straight, grinding, and now it's done. That I know not to take too much of what is said in the immediate aftermath, especially 10 minutes after that's done, too seriously. I think people have overdone that because right then emotions are raw. To tell me he's not emotional, everybody's emotional. Everybody's in tears when they want to win a championship and they lost it after having showed up in October, and here we are in May or June and it's done and you're not going to win it again. You're very emotional. It's very raw. It's not. I know you want to compare it to your little
Even on the press conference, you're saying he was emotional. He was very stoic.
Right. He was emotional. I'm saying his nerves were raw because the season just came to a close. So he didn't say anything specific. All he meant was, I'm mad we lost.
You know what it was like? It was like when
we need to get rid of everybody.
It was like
he didn't mean it.
It was like when I fought with my ex-wife. Like she would get to that point where she would just say whatever she thought she needed to say to let it out because she was emotional and she was really upset. So she would say things that reflected the situation.
They weren't even rational.
Okay. But she meant it in a way. It wasn't that she believed it 100%, but she still meant it. And she said it to prove her point.
She told you had little old one. She meant that.
She meant that, but she nailed it. folks.
That was mean. I'm sorry she did that to you. That's who hurt you.
Truth hurts. That's who it was. Hey, guys, I got to tell you, I'm super excited to have Innovative Lasers on the program and sponsoring us. And I tell you what, man. I'm done three sessions this week. I could not be happier with the results I'm already getting from the folks at Innovative Lasers. They use a Zorona laser, which is FDA approved, to help me lose weight. It's melting my fat, literally. It's clinically proven. It's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. That's what everybody's been asking me. Does it hurt? It's a laser. Nope. I sleep through it. I am literally getting skinnier while I sleep. It's that awesome. It takes 40 minutes for me. I'm done. And I was telling Jerome, I started this week at 204.4. I weighed in this morning. And Monday morning, I was 204.4. This morning, I weighed 199.7. This stuff is working. And I want you to get involved with this. It's great. It's painless. They promise you that you'll lose at least 2 to 11 inches guaranteed in your first 2 weeks. I've already lost 2 inches off my waistline. I'm three treatments into 1 week. Now, your mileage may vary. You may get a little bit different results. But they also say that typically you can lose between a half pound to a pound per visit. And there's no bruising, there's no pain. This isn't like liposuction where you have a long recovery. Nope, it's just you go in 20 minutes, you listen to music, and you lose weight. It's that great. And right now, they've got a great special that they're running for you, the ESPN listeners. It's called their Transformation Package. Now, normally, it's $2,400. But think about this. Some of you are spending $100 at the gym, right? They're offering you a half-off deal right now from that $2,400. That's about what some of you spend at the gym, and you can lose weight without working out. And what they'll do is you take advantage of that ESPN special. They'll throw in an additional three sessions for free, but this is only to the first 100 callers. I want you guys to get in on this. So call right now, 281-888-3094. 281-888-3094. If you don't remember that, hit me up on Twitter. I'll give it to you. 281-888-3094 or online at innovationlaserofhouston.com.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. The final segment of the show. We thank you to four. Blink, thank you to seven.
You are so mean.
He definitely hates Joel. Joel hates Jerome.
What?
For sure.
No doubt.
There's something he's not telling us.
Oh, no, we're fine.
There is nothing there.
Putting on his glass. Look at that.
If there was something there, I would darn sure tell you. It is the final segment of the show, but...
Boy, that went by fast.
Yeah, my goodness. I'm serious. Earlier, we were into this hour, and I was like, I didn't realize we... jumped into this hour. I forgot to say we're into the final hour. We must have just blew right past that. Apparently, I won. I'm trying to find the text saying
way back
that
Wednesday.
That I won way back Wednesday.
You got to get more than one vote.
All day and summer long, I am the winner.
Listen,
according to
you got
to
get more than one vote,
Justin
player.
K. Browse, 79. Way to go, Justin.
That's the only vote
Justin
I saw.
Justin has a good ear. It ain't my fault y'all didn't register to vote and get your votes in. It's too late now. Polls are closed.
Ike said if you keep watching Yellowstone, you'll see one black guy.
Yeah, Fred Fowler hit me up and said, in season two, they drop in two black cowboys.
Hey!
So somebody must have noticed the lack of
right.
color.
Fellas?
Go find some brothers fast. Bring them in on horses. Well, go get some brothers on horses.
Where are we going to find that?
Acres Homes.
Absolutely. Somebody suggested only black people in space are Klingons. Is that true? That's not true because the Reading Rainbow guy that had
That's the funniest thing ever.
Right? The only black people in space were Klingons. They had the Reading Rainbow guy with the glasses on Star Trek.
Data?
Lando Calrissian.
You mean Kunta?
No. The black dude from Reading Rainbow.
Kunta Kinte.
Oh, yeah. No, see, you didn't have to go.
He's not from Reading Rainbow. He's from Africa. He was
He was on Reading
Rainbow.
Oh, hell no.
By the slave traders.
You are not doing this with 4 minutes left of this show.
I'm just delivering the facts to you, brother.
Don't you start that. It was the Reading
Rainbow
guy, right?
Came hundreds of years later. When Kunta came here.
Listen, get your ass. I have a question for Jerome.
LeVar Burton is his
there
name.
There you go.
He was that's Kunta, his name. And he will always
he was
be Kunta.
I forget about that.
Yeah, y'all want to forget. We ain't going to let you.
That's also why another reason I don't wear purple. A different movie, but.
What?
That's the reason I don't wear purple. The color purple. I don't. All right. Question for Jerome.
What does that have to do with slavery?
Question for Jerome.
Dealing, working with white people.
When he was with Dave, I'm going to read this as is, okay? Question for Jerome. When he was with Dave Temper on the Midday Show, they played Jack and Diane, and Dave would make a sound like an elephant. Jerome would say, stop it. Why? What the hell does any of that mean?
I don't recall any of this.
Really? Well, that person's
not the Jack and Diane or the elephant.
Dave would play Jack and Diane, and Dave would make the sound of an elephant, and Jerome would say, stop it.
That's Tepper, that one. I don't remember that one at all.
Hey, Barry, does Mr. Jerome Solomon know the meaning of gripping and farting? Do you know?
I don't think that.
Did you miss the voicemail to Nicki Minaj?
No, I caught
Nicki Minaj.
Later y'all were making mention of it, but I didn't know what y'all were talking about.
Gripping and farting. You'll have to send me that clip so I can get up to speed. At the next delegates meeting, you'll have to just ask about it, Jerome.
Okay.
And then there's this. LMMFAO. Okay. LMMFAO at, quote, depending on which side of the whip you're on. Jerome is off the chain. Only us black people can get away with that one. For sure.
I did come back immediately and say, that's not funny. I said, oh, it was appropriate. It's funny. Oh, it's always appropriate.
Okay, see?
Don't be afraid of the discussion.
Now, okay, in our last discussion, we were talking a little bit about it, and we're almost out of time, but just do you think, somebody wants to know on the text line, do you think this whole offseason has been the media trying to get in the Rockets' business? Is the media doing the most harm?
I'm not sure.
Break up the Rockets. Media is trying to break up the Rockets.
I'm not sure harm is being done, but no, it's the media is riding it now, but it's not media driven. It started with the Rockets looking around trying to trade Chris Paul and everybody else on the roster, as they tend to do all of the time. So it started in house with the Rockets looking to make moves, and then when they realized there was no move to be made involving Chris Paul, they wanted to make sure that everybody knew everything's going to be fine. And the media is like, you can't just do that. Yeah, you can't just erase what's there. But I'm part of the media that says Chris and James not getting along isn't a problem. It's not why they didn't win. It'd be different if you're like, man, if they liked each other, they would have won the championship. No,
that makes sense.
Yeah, they could.
They still weren't winning, even if they were. If everything was okay,
they could be in love. It could have been Chris and James sitting in the tree. You want to finish that?
Nope.
I know you can make a one better than KISS. Come on, you got one.
Nope.
Come on. I'm not. You haven't said anything about homosexuals today. Go ahead. Embarrass yourself.
That's Jerome Solomon. Thank you so much for filling in for Joel Blackman.
I want you to go out on a low note.
Nope. Not doing it. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, sir. Enjoyed it.
All right. Up next is The Blitz. As usual, suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. ESPN 97.5.